Mr. Trump, and he did this in an interview where he said this thing would make a great hotel, and that's
hey,
where it all
Ronnie, I messed up. We're way into the break, so hang on. We'll continue on as soon as I come back. Be right back.
Okay.
The Dan Morris Show. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again.
President Trump touring parts in and around Nashville, Tennessee, devastated by tornadoes Tuesday, blamed for roughly two dozen deaths. Earlier, he signed an $8 billion funding bill to help fight the coronavirus. Later on, he'll be in Atlanta at the Centers for Disease Control.
The president is closely monitoring the situation aboard the Grand Princess. The cruise ship has been staying out at sea off the coast of California until passengers can be fully tested for the virus with kits flown in. A 71-year-old man with pre-existing health conditions died shortly after returning from to California from a previous cruise aboard that ship.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The virus has killed 14 people in the U.S., infected 232. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday and a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings. Back to Governor Ivey. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millo.
This is Paul and Christy Millo, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal. Your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. and Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoos, Caffeine, Canines, and Consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. A reminder, we have legislative roundtable today at 2 o'clock with Representative Mike Holmes and Senator Clyde Chambliss in studio. We have Rodney on the phone. Let's go back to him and pick up that conversation. Rodney, I'm sorry I had to go to break. The time got away from me, and so I apologize.
No apology necessary, Dan.
I didn't know you were an electrician.
Yeah, I did electrical work for years throughout all of the trades, you know, residential, commercial, industrial, and also marine. I also did some stuff on Navy ships that I really can't talk too much about. But anyway, when I was down here, you know how pretty much Southeast Louisiana and New Orleans is a very... I should say, full of close-knit family folks that revived from that area from, you know, from birth and grew up there. You just know a lot of people. A lot of people know you. And, of course, throughout the Mardi Gras season, I had several of them that I worked with years ago that confronted me, and they had these projects kicking off, and they wanted me to come down, and they did a lot to convince me to come down. I had agreed to do some projects for them, and the one is going to be on the Four Seasons for Mr. Gates, and the other one, we are kicking off a upgrade to the Superdome. They're going to put some new tunnels in, and they're going to do some stuff over there, so I'll be swinging from one end of Poydras to the other, depending on where the need is for a while. And, of course, I'm going to enjoy it being in the area where I grew up. And the Central Grocer won't be far away, so I can get my mufaladas and things like that. And I'm sure you know about the Central Grocer.
I know about mufaladas.
Yeah, well, down in the, not too far from the original Cafe de Mons, there's a little place called Central Grocers. It's been there for many, many years. And when you walk into it, it's the, all the, Italian seasons and imported meats and cheeses and everything that's there is pretty much imported fresh from, different places. And they make the best mufaladas in the world.
So you pronounce it mufalada versus mufalada?
Yeah, mufalada.
I didn't know that. I've always, all my life, we call it mufalada.
There's a place down in Birmingham that was called Mufaladas. And they had a pretty good mufalada down there. And I used to go down there and get them. And I don't know if that was someone, you know, from New Orleans to stand or someone... locally.
It's a great sandwich. Particularly, it's a great sandwich with a beer.
Yes, or a long neck chilled box root beer.
I like that, Rodney. Well, so you're going to be out of network for a little while then?
Not really. I'll still be, back and forth. I still have my wife and son and family here, and my daughter's down there, and so I'm pretty much back and forth anyway. It's just that I'm going to be staying at my residence down there for a while I'm tackling these projects. And then hopefully when I come home, I'll have enough in the piggy bank to just relax for a while.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I will. I got your app, and I'll keep that rolling. You're always doing such a great job down there. I'll continue to listen, and I'll make the time to call in and keep talking with y'all guys because I really enjoy that.
Ronnie, so, I appreciate you calling in today, and I'm glad you had a good time at Mardi Gras, and it sounds like you're going to make a lot of money.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Like I said, they got a lot of folks coming from Alabama and different areas, Mississippi and stuff, coming down from Texas and stuff, because there is a good wage and there's still availability down there for, you know, people maybe in the Mobile area and stuff like that that's closer down there that can get down there. I've seen couples of three, four guys coming down and getting them a trailer and moving into it because of the amount of money that they're starting for plumbers and stuff down is outstanding. You can't find it anywhere else. And, you know, sometimes you got to go where the money brings you to.
There you go. It's Barry Goldwater said you got to hunt where the ducks are. Rodney, I got to fly, buddy. I want you to have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
All right, guys. Y'all too.
Take care. Sounds like Rodney's going to be having a good time down in Nolens.
Oh, yeah. Always good to have him.
I know that trademark very, very, very well. It's where the riverboat, the presidential parks, right there in front of it. And I would love to always see the sunset in New Orleans from that bar that goes around 360. It's really good. And the key is to get the table where it lines right up where you're looking down the Mississippi River at the sunset. It really is something. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Becky Gerritsen. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
I am great, and I have an update. I know you're getting ready for your legislative roundtable, but thought I would jump in real quick and tell you about a bill that we were watching very closely in the Senate yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the VCAP bill, which stands for Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. And this is the bill that would ban medical treatments for minors who are wanting to change their gender. It was filibustered by Vivian Figures for an hour, but they had the votes to pass it and they had the votes to cloture. So she finally gave up and said, okay, I know this is, doesn't matter what I say. I know this is going to pass anyway. So they took a vote. And it did pass out of the Senate 23-3. And there's just a couple of things I wanted your listeners to be really especially aware of. This is will be headed to the House. Could be as early as this next week or the week after next is going to be spring break, so they won't be doing any work that week. So if it doesn't hit next this coming week, then it'll happen after spring break. But these children that are gender dysphoric, who believe they were born in the wrong body, which is a real thing, and it does need to be addressed. That we have children in Alabama who are getting puberty blockades, healthy, normal children, getting puberty blockades and being given cross-sex hormones as early as 8 years old, possibly even earlier, at a gender clinic in Birmingham. But if children that are gender dysphoric are allowed to go through natural puberty, over 95% of them will naturally grow out of it. So we are, our concern is that we are permanently altering these children's bodies. And the craziest thing about all of this is that there's no medical test that can prove that a child has this. It is a child's diagnosis. The child says, I feel this way. Therefore, the child's diagnosis is what is requiring the medical intervention.
Let me ask you a question. And you said that a clinic in Birmingham was doing this. What clinic is that?
It's called Imlala Clinic, E-M-L-A-L-A. And I think we have more, actually, than just that gender clinic. There's another one, Magic City. I forget exactly what its title is, but Magic City is in the title.
The Children's Hospital is not doing it.
UAB is doing it, yes.
UAB
yes.
is doing
UAB
it.
Is, the Imlala Clinic is an extension of UAB.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, we just really feel, you know, these kids can be sterilized. Their lives are changed forever. These are not reversible issues. And you're causing these children to become medically dependent for the rest of their lives. So we're really excited that it passed the Senate, but the Human Rights Campaign state director was there at the hearings last week and then again yesterday in the gallery. And the ACLU and the whole LGBT community is very upset about this. So there'll be a lot of pressure in the House. So I just want to encourage people to call your legislators and ask them to please vote yes on VCAP. And then if you want to find out more about VCAP, we have all kinds of great information at alabamaeagle.org/VCAP/. And all the videos from the 3-minute testimonies that they gave at the committee. We did a press conference after that, and we have 1-minute clips from that press conference. Lots of resources you can look at. So we just want people to be educated that this really is going to help vulnerable children. Once they're adults, they can do whatever they want with their bodies. And they can still socially transition as a kid. This is only about blocking the medical harms to children.
Were there any other pieces of legislation that we should know about, that you saw about?
Well, a couple of things that came through the committees that we are now watching. This is one we killed last year. It was the yoga bill. And I know people just think we're so radical because we're against teaching yoga in K through 12. But it is part of a Hindu religion. And our feeling is that if parents want their children to practice yoga, they should do it off of school grounds, are out of school hours, not with taxpayer money. So that bill is now moving its way. It passed out of the Education Committee. And there's also a mental health bill, which would require every school board in Alabama to hire a mental health coordinator for that school. And it's only 3 pages long. And we just have some, it's never even identified what is mental health. They team up with the Alabama Department of Mental Health. So we have some data sharing concerns between the public schools, and there's no mention of parents at all. So I'll be talking with the sponsor next week to hopefully get some clarification. But it's one that we are a little nervous about and would like to see amended so it's tightened up a little bit.
Does the position have to be a clinician?
Yes, there are requirements. You can have a degree in social work. You can be a school nurse. You can also be a therapist. So, yeah, there's several different ways. But, you know, you could be just right out of college and have a degree in social work and you qualify as a mental health coordinator. Not necessarily, you know, that's a horrible thing. No. But there's just there's a real push now across the country for schools to get in the business of mental health.
Yeah.
And mental health is really becoming a political, social thing. And a lot of us parents aren't real happy at the thought of not being able to opt our kids in or out of certain mental health testing. So it's just one that we're watching.
Becky, I've got to go. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. You tell Eric I said hi and have a wonderful weekend.
I will, and I'll be listening for the legislative roundtable. Thanks for all y'all do.
Thank you, Becky. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Six till nine and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. Just $30 a month on a 5G-ready network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Limited time offer ends 4/30/20. Standard high-speed data allotment on all redemptions thereafter. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 1 month equals 30 days, plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. I want to thank Becky Garrison for calling in today. As she mentioned, we are going to have the legislative roundtable with Representative Mike Holmes and Senator Clyde Chambliss on at 2:05 today. But let's get back to some business here. We have a lot to cover in a very short period of time. Joe Conscious is going to be talking about Schumer and the Supreme Court comments that he made.
Now, I should not have used the words I used yesterday, but in no way was I making a threat. Leader McConnell knows that. And Republicans who are busy manufacturing outrage over these comments.
Manufacturing.
Know that, too.
After his attacks on Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, where Schumer said, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. Well, Chuck Schumer is backing down a little bit, but he is not apologizing. In the meantime, he's actually attacking more Republicans in the process. Here with more is, and how the media is covering, is reporter for The Hill, Joe Concha, who covers media. So, Joe, it's pretty clear that Schumer was threatening a couple of days ago, you will pay the price, you won't know what you hit you, as he points at the Supreme Court behind him.
Right, and he named Gorsuch, he did. Named Kavanaugh, and they're there for life, so what do you mean pay the price? Not right. Like you could vote them out, right? And this is the same senator, by the way, that said that the intelligence community, he warned President Trump, remember when he was President-elect Trump, they will get you six ways from Sunday if you continue to criticize him, sure enough. They kind of went five ways from Sunday in trying to get him out.
Yesterday, though, extraordinarily, after Mitch McConnell, just about 20 feet from where he is right there, chewed him out on the floor of the Senate, he did not apologize. He just said, I misspoke. He did not apologize.
Because he felt he didn't need to, because we watched the evening news last night, barely a mention or no mention of all, the bias of omission. And let's put it this way. Try to envision President Trump saying what Schumer said about Kagan, about Ginsburg in terms of those justices, all right? Right. The pitchfork store would run out of pitchforks in terms of the protests and the 24/7 news that would be around it, Steve.
He's absolutely right with that. It's the double set of standards. The media still, there was nothing on CBS morning show. There's nothing on Today's Show. Nothing on ABC about it. Nothing. And there was something on the nightly news circuit, but it was more that, well, Donald Trump misspoke, talked about bad about the Supreme Court also. It was also Trump 2 type thing. So let's stay with Conscious in the media, Schumer's comments. And there is a new word. I noticed this. Trump is emboldened.
The president last night at the Fox Town Hall said that if a Republican said that, he would be in jail today. You mentioned the media reports that where people didn't really call him on the carpet. Mm-hmm. I think you're talking about stuff like this. Ah. Watch.
Is there, in fact, a double standard? President Trump, as we just mentioned, has been very critical of Justices Sotomayor and Ginsburg.
No one noticed what he said until Roberts intervened.
If it's simply saying, here's the political wins you will reap, in many ways, it's tamer than even, say, Trump, who has not only questioned judges' bias, but has threatened.
Was yesterday, I believe, Steve Scalise, who knows better than anybody how dangerous life in the public eye can be. Mm-hmm. He said, Where's the outrage? Where is the coverage of this on the other channels?
Yeah, Judge Napolitano, I think on this show yesterday, said that it could be a dog whistle for crazies, right? Because you don't have to say much for people to act, mm-hmm. as we've seen in this society these days. But no, we don't really see the type of piousness from the media that we would say if a Trump said it. And all we're seeing now is that the president is now emboldened post-impeachment. Emboldened's the new word right now, Steve. Remember all the terms we heard for right. the last couple of months? The walls are closing in, sure. the noose is tightening, the ground is giving away. It's a pivotal moment, it's a watershed moment, it's the beginning of the end. Now emboldened is your new catchword for President Trump.
It really is. They really do are using that all the time now. And it's left over actually from the impeachment, and the vote is that you need to vote for impeachment because all this will do is embolden Donald Trump to do more of it. And so it's kind of this foregone conclusion that they've come up with. Now, Ed O'Keefe is going to be reporting on Biden and Sanders and their dust-up.
The fight to be the Democrats' presidential nominee is heating up, including on Twitter. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders battled over Social Security last night, at one point each telling the other to, quote, get real. Both are also vying for an endorsement from Senator Elizabeth Warren less than a day after she dropped out. Ed O'Keefe is in Washington with more on this story. Ed, a sign of the times, trash talking on Twitter. Everybody's watching. So what brought on this Twitter fight?
Candidates have had this fight over cuts to entitlements before, but with just under 80 delegates now separating the two, and with six more contests next Tuesday, the stakes are higher than ever. Even though both candidates have said they'd support whoever is the nominee, it's not holding them back from attacking each other. A preview of the battle between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders came after President Trump made this comment at a town hall meeting last night.
If you don't cut something in entitlements, you'll never really deal with the debt.
We'll be cutting, but we're also going to have growth like you've never had before.
Sanders took the opening to attack Biden, tweeting that he has repeatedly advocated for cuts to Social Security. As a senator in the 1990s, Biden was open to cuts to Social Security as a way to balance the budget. But he now advocates for expanding the program and responded to Sanders saying the only person who would cut Social Security if he's elected is Donald Trump. Maybe you should spend your time attacking him.
So they're kind of jousting already. I'm really looking forward to that March 15th debate. And will Bernie start taking on Joe? And I'm not sure if he will, but if he does, it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. So let's continue on with Ed O'Keefe. Biden, Sanders, Trump's on the move.
After Biden's Super Tuesday wins, and as the contest turns to six states voting on Tuesday, Sanders is trying to draw sharp contrasts.
We have very different records, and the American people should understand the difference.
Biden and Sanders are hoping for the endorsement of Senator Elizabeth Warren, who dropped out yesterday. But she says she's not there yet.
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that.
In a historically large and diverse Democratic field, Warren was the front runner for a time last year. But her exit means Democrats are unlikely to once again nominate a woman.
One of the hardest parts of this is all those pretty promises and all those little girls who are going to have to wait four more years. That's going to be hard.
Sanders has canceled appearances today in Mississippi to focus more on Michigan, a state he won in the 2016 primary, a sign that he's essentially going all in and banking on the Midwest to blunt Biden's momentum.
And the reason he's staying in Michigan is he's going to get his butt kicked in Mississippi. I mean, it's going to be worse than Alabama in a way because of how tilted the primary is in Mississippi. Let me go to a break. We got so much more. Damn our show right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance? C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again.
President Trump touring parts in and around Nashville, Tennessee, devastated by tornadoes Tuesday, blamed for roughly two dozen deaths. Earlier, he signed an $8 billion funding bill to help fight the coronavirus. Later on, he'll be in Atlanta at the Centers for Disease Control.
The president is closely monitoring the situation aboard the Grand Princess. The cruise ship has been staying out at sea off the coast of California until passengers can be fully tested for the virus with kits flown in. A 71-year-old man with pre-existing health conditions died shortly after returning from to California from a previous cruise aboard that ship.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The virus has killed 14 people in the U.S., infected 232. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The news is very good for the next few days, including the entire weekend. For today, look for lots of sunshine. It's going to be a nice one. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Boy, we deserve this. Mainly clear tonight. Kind of chilly overnight, low temperature in the mid-30s tomorrow and Sunday. Beautiful weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Monday's high will be in the low 70s. Chance of showers by late Monday and a better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, the Hillary Clinton has this kind of special that's on Hulu.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So Bill Clinton was a part of it. And on the show that's the special, Bill Clinton addresses his affair with Monica Lewinsky. Listen to him.
Former President Bill Clinton is addressing the affair he had with Monica Lewinsky 25 years ago. The revelations are part of a new Hulu docuseries out today titled Hillary. In it, Mr. Clinton acknowledges the relationship he had with Lewinsky was out of line. Take a listen.
Everybody's life has pressures and disappointments and terrors, fears of whatever. Things I did to manage my anxieties for years. I'm a different, totally different person than I was.
He goes on to say, it's not a defense for the affair, it's an explanation.
Still no apology, though, is there in that documentary?
He says he feels terrible, but no apology.
But he said it was something about handling his anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I just think that kind of thing should have been reserved for your closest friends. And for me, my heart goes out to Monica Lewinsky again.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 21, 22. She's now 40-something. She's smart. She's funny. She's kind. She's lovely. But she still has this baggage that is tied to her while everyone else has sort of tiptoed through the tulips.
Yeah.
She's still stuck with this. Yeah. And it just seems so unfair to me about her.
A lot of anxiety going on. I know I felt anxious when I was in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I feel anxious all the time, honestly. Is there anything to ameliorate that?
Let's play that isolated so you can hear from Bill, why he did it.
Everybody's life has pressures and disappointments and terrors.
Terrors.
Fears of whatever. Things I did to manage my anxieties for years. I'm a different, totally different person than I was.
Manage his anxiety. Are you feeling anxious here?
Oh, well, honestly, Dan, I feel anxious all the time.
Okay, guys. Your anxious hotline is 272-9228. Unbelievable.
There's so many things I could say.
I know.
So
anxious management.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, let's go to Carl Rove. He's going to be talking about some of the things I did. There's a real pent-up demand that was out there, and they really gathered some great data from these primary numbers.
Let's go to those numbers in particular. That would say there's very strong enthusiasm, Carl. That's my interpretation.
I want you to think about this. There's no race in Texas on the Republican side. No, we got some congressional primaries, but no statewide race that was hotly contested. Democrats were all over the state. You could not turn on the television without seeing a Bloomberg ad. We had ads on for Bernie Sanders. We had all the major candidates coming here to Texas. This was the second biggest pot of delegates, hotly contested. Democrats turned out 2,035,708 votes. Republicans, 2,080,000. Now, Tennessee, take a look at this. Democrat turnout, hot election, 515,000. Republicans, no contest, no race. The president didn't even appear there. He didn't have any of his challengers there. He got like 90% plus of the vote. Nearly 800,000 people turned out to support him. I suspect over tonight at the Trump headquarters, they're carefully analyzing these results because it is a gold mine for them in this respect. They now have a powerful tool to identify. They now know the low propensity voters who didn't vote in 2018, who are excited enough to come out in the primaries. And they also know who are the low propensity voters who didn't vote, who are for Trump, so they can focus their efforts on them. So all these people who showed up said, I'm going to count on me in November. And so they're able to say, okay, well, these were the low propensity votes we were worried about who came out. Let's worry about the rest of the pool.
And they're doing that in Alabama, by the way. He's going to mention Alabama in another cut here, but they're doing that in Alabama because I know one of the people who's doing it. And what they're doing is, so when you signed up, you can get all the people who signed up to vote in the Republican primary. You can get a database of that. And they're going to get that, and then they're going to filter that through, and it will be very valuable to the Moore and Coleman people. I assume they're both smart enough to do that. But who's really going to be valuable to is running for U.S. Senate. And the senatorial committee with RNC is piping all that and picking it up and checking that data out. And particularly the key states, Alabama doesn't fall in that category for presidential. It does fall in that category for U.S. Senate. And they are going to pump up a big number in Alabama. Let's go to Randy from Snowden. We'll carry on with Carl Rove. Randy, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, guys. Beautiful out here today. Give me that wing, Sweet Creek, about 10:15.
Yeah, okay. You got it. You're in.
And that big booty Gail, she makes me want to puke. she's talking all about that Monica Lewinsky, but she failed to say how many millions of dollars she's made off her book and her speaking engagements and so on and so forth. It's woe is me is the way she put it for her. That's insane.
Yep. It's, I tell you, I can tell when I hit something, the number of texts I get on it, it's, I mean, these guys just will not go away. They will not go away, and they're doing, I mean, Hulu is paying them to do this. Because Hulu started this kind of new secondary movie outlet market that's out there. And they're being very successful. So they'll pay somebody several million dollars to produce a series like this, and then they'll sell it for millions upon millions of dollars. So Clintons make money, and they make money.
Well, that's what they do. But if it wasn't for Oprah Winfrey, Gail with CBS, she'd be behind some low-end marketing newscast station somewhere. You know, Oprah put her where she's at.
I did not know that.
You can read the article on it, but she's the one that got her in CBS. So, but anyway, you hit a nerve with me talking about her because she makes me sick to look at her. But anyway, y'all have a good evening. That's my thought for the day. And
Randy, you enjoy this pretty day, my friend.
Yeah, y'all go home and drink some Corona while you know.
You know I will. I'll do my part, Randy. I'll do my part. I promise you.
All right, buddy. See y'all later. Bye, Joy.
Bye. Right. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you?
Speaking of Corona, I'm sipping on one as we speak.
Get out of here. What you doing that to me for?
Sorry to mention it to you, Brother Dan, but that's the way it is.
Well,
let me tell you, that's this here crap going on, and I'm on these conspiracy theorists. You know, my life and Joey, we've always been around them. Said, you know, I know good and well that there's Area 51, these Martians strolling around out there on that property. But I'm going to tell you, this is just me now. I mean, by the way, I'm a big time Republican, I would never go any other way. But as far as that goes, I'm shifting back to the original gear. I was in four at that time, but I'm going to go back. What I would, you know, and think about this, guys, both of you pretty damn intelligent. But, you know, I'm trying to break it down in a quick, sensible. This Chinese deal with this American trade tariff and all this other crap. Now, okay, I ain't seeing this manufactured virus. I ain't by no means am I saying before I even get it out. But do you really and truthfully, you two, I mean, I'm thinking about this along the lines of myself. I ain't no rocket scientist, and I didn't graduate here from there, but whatever. But the thing of it is, who in the hell's to say what better way? I know they ain't going to contaminate their own, but 90% of the damn people, Dan, were tourists. Now,
wait. 90% of what people?
The people from Wuhan.
No, they weren't.
Well, that's what I understand that they were. I was watching CNN, so I might have had my network.
That's not accurate information.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
No, I stand corrected. So, you know, I should have had better sense than to watch CNN to start with. But at any rate, do you honestly think that maybe that there may be? I know that the CDC, they always have to. You know, and they make sure that it's legit. And I understand that part of it, but how many lives is it going to take? Of course, we lose a lot to the flu every year. I mean, we know that. But what is it going to take? You know, because they already said it's affecting the World Soccer League and it's doing this and that. You know, good and well, Dan, you in the money business, I mean, as far as tax, but I mean, that affects a lot of the money, the value and stuff. I mean, how long is this going to go before it stops?
You're talking about the decline in the market?
Yeah.
Well, when they figure out, when the public feels that they've got control over it, that's when it'll stop.
Well, I can understand that aspect part of it, but, you know, I mean, but that, you know, a lot of the times also, too, that the media plays a big part in it.
Oh, no, that's what I said yesterday. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
They're feeding the storm.
Yes, sir. You know, I feel like that, you know, that I myself, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being, you know, cautious about, you know, walking around in public. And I notice a lot of the kids are bumping hands instead of handshakes, and with the coaches as well. And, you know, I understand. I mean, that's to be, you know, cautious, and that's a good thing. But I think, you know, what was that? Who was that? Orson Welles? You remember years ago that said, oh, my goodness, you know, I can't remember. I wasn't even born at the time, but, you know, he made this. I ain't pointing out your age, but you remember when he was, like, reporting that the Martians or something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
War of the Worlds.
Yeah. War of the Worlds, yeah.
Yeah. Famous. Yeah. Eric, I got to go, buddy. Thank you for the time.
617.
Thanks. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, long time no talk to.
Long time. How dare Bill Clinton do that, say that? What about the pedophilia? Did he have anxiety and nervousness and everything, so he had to go out and rape these young kids? I'm appalled at his excuses.
Well, he wasn't even in the White House when that happened.
I know. He wrote on the Lolita Express, 26 times?
Whatever.
But the thing is the people that do this are these men that have power, and they just can get away with it. That's the reality of it. So I'm just upset about that. Joey, can I get on Sweet Creek?
How's that you, Joey?
Yes. I had to think about it for a second.
826. And one other thing, Jeff Sessions is the one that started the investigation into the Epstein business, just for FYI.
Paul Charles, thanks for the telephone call. We got to go to a break. Steve, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My anxiety is going to be hitting in,
mine's
kicking in tomorrow.
Through the roof.
Says tomorrow. Going to be hitting in. High anxieties. Got to do something about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you, Steve-O?
I'm doing outstanding. I just can't believe that you can't feel Slick Willie's pain. I mean, you know, anxiety comes in different forms. It can be a redhead. It can be a blonde. It can be a brunette. In his case, it was multiple anxiety. This all started for him back when he had to leave Jennifer Flowers after being with her for 3 or 4 hours and then going home and crawling in the bed with Hillary. I mean, heck, I'd have anxiety too. I mean, that's where it started, and then it led all the way to the White House. I mean,
what do you think it's like now? I mean, think about what Hillary looked like then, and think about what Hillary looks like now.
And think if she would have gotten elected president, and she would have had the old Tomcat curled up there in the White House again, you know.
Give him applause.
And he'd be jumping and spraying. I mean, that would have been a whole new movie. I'm glad we missed it, but I hate we missed it in a way, because you gotta love him, and that's that answer he gave about anxiety is the reason he's called Slick Willie.
There you go. It's not my fault.
I just got this image now of Hillary, President Clinton. What's that sound? That gargling, chattering sound? Oh, that's just Bill staring out the window at the birds. Can't help himself. It's instinct.
He's eating another piece of pizza. Watch him, Hillary. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. Good one. Good call. Let's go back to Karl Rove here. I think he picks up with the Alabama portion of this. Key Republican districts. Low numbers for the Dems. Listen in.
You're called the architect. I'm not the architect. I mean, you helped George W. Bush win 2 elections, tough elections both times. Now, I would think if I'm looking at those numbers, maybe for the Republican Party, if they have any idea or ambition of retaking the House and building their lead perhaps in the Senate, winning some tough races there, I might be thinking about nationalizing that election around those 80-20, 90-10 issues that represent the Trump agenda. Good idea?
Yeah, and look, I was also looking at districts. For example, in Texas, we have several districts, 2 districts that were flipped by the Democrats last time around. In Dallas, for example, the 32nd district, Genevieve Collins, our candidate in that district, more people voted in the Republican primary in that congressional district than voted in the Democratic primary, even though they had the presidential ticket. So this is, you know, Colin Allred, the Democrat who took it last time around. If I were him, I'd be a little nervous this morning. So absolutely, this was a good guide to what can work in the fall. Can I touch on one other thing with another whiteboard?
Yes,
this
sir.
This is a story that hasn't been talked about either. In 2008, North Carolina, 1,580,000 people voted in the Democratic primary. This year, 1,321,000. This is in a rapidly growing state, and there are fewer people who voted in the North Carolina Democratic primary than they did 8 years ago. Alabama, same thing, 536,000 in 2008, 452 this year. In fact, of the 14 states, I think that at least 11 of them have fewer people voting in the Democratic primary in 2020 than voted in 2012. That's a sign of something going on out there.
Now, I shared with you the North Carolina numbers back to 2016, and that was a drop-off, pretty substantial drop-off. But that 2012 and the 2008 numbers, those are low, very, very low. So the media has kind of got this all wrong. That's why I tried to share that with you on Wednesday, those key states. And Michigan is going to be one fun to watch. Let's go to Lindsey Graham, cut number 2, talking about Joe Biden.
You've known Joe Biden for many, many years. You worked with him many, many years. We see the gaffes. We now see Ron Johnson's committee looking into Burisma. $1 billion, fire the prosecutor, investigating my zero experience son, paid millions. Right. If that was Donald Trump, I think we'd have different reaction from the Democrats. So we got Biden. Is he, my honest opinion, his gaffes are now officially very alarming. Whether he's up to the job, the toughest job in the world. Then he has a record that will be compared to President Trump. Not very good on either foreign policy or economically. Tell us about the Joe Biden you know and the one that wants open borders and sanctuary cities and free health care for illegal immigrants.
Well, the Joe Biden I know I like personally, but I think he's been a disaster on national security. It was Joe Biden who convinced Obama to pull all of our troops out of Iraq. It's Joe Biden who's responsible for the rise of ISIS as much as any single American politician. Joe Biden supported the Iran nuclear agreement. Joe Biden allows illegal immigrants free health care. Joe Biden would cancel the program in place where if you're seeking asylum, you have to wait in Mexico. So the biggest thing President Trump has done is not just build the wall. Remember about 6 months ago when hundreds of thousands of people were coming here wanting to get caught, claiming asylum, and we had to turn them loose in our country and they never showed up for the hearing? It was President Trump who convinced Mexico to allow us to keep them in Mexico until the hearing so they don't run around and get loose in our country. That's the biggest change in immigration in the last 30 or 40 years. And Joe Biden says he would terminate that program.
Let me, by the way, the jobs numbers came out today and they were outstanding. CBS, NBC, ABC didn't mention anything on it this morning. Lindsey Graham on FISA, listen in.
The FISA court, you're beginning your process of investigating that after the Inspector General's report. We're waiting for Durham. We're waiting for the Attorney General Barr. But the FISA court has spoken out today with some very strong language. We'll get into the details coming up. What did you think of that new development today, the FISA court speaking out? And will we ever get to hear from the judges that were lied to?
Well, so here's what I think. I think the court has to prove to the public at large that they're capable of doing something about the abuse that came their way. Here's what I'm trying to find out more than anything else. In January 2017, the primary subsource, a Russian who gave all the information regarding the dossier to Christopher Steele, tells the FBI that it's a bunch of bar talk. I want to know what happened after that. How could Comey and McCabe not know that the entire case fell apart? I don't believe it's possible at all for the higher-ups not to be told that the entire case collapsed in January 2017.
Top of a FISA warrant. I've been told. I've never seen one. Says verified. We now know it was unverifiable. We know there were multiple warnings. That would say, I go back to October, premeditated fraud.
Can I add something to that, Sean?
Yes.
We know that the person who prepared the information said it wasn't reliable. The person who gave Steele the entire information said to the FBI and Department of Justice, this is bar talk. I never meant it to be used to get a warrant. We know that, and they went ahead and got two more warrants after they knew that.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Moore Show will return with Legislative Roundtable after our top of the hour break.
You got a bloody right to say.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You got a bloody right.
From the river.